Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. We're just delighted that you welcomed us into your home. We're going to have a wonderful show for you today. Please send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, we're excited to have back with us Donna Murphy. Now, Donna has co-founded a beautiful ministry called Heaven's Gain Ministries with her husband after they lost three children during pregnancy. And they now serve over 2,000 families a year by providing for physical, emotional, and the spiritual needs of those couples, those people that are hurting. You could go out to their beautiful website, heavensgain.org. Well, so enriching, so needed. So many people need to rise up, get training, and be that light and salt that you need to be. And you know, you may have been that mom that experienced a miscarriage. You had pregnancy loss, and there was nobody there for you. And God might be saying, can you help another? And here's a beautiful ministry to aid you and empower you just to do that.
My prayer for today is that Donna Murphy's ministry, Heaven's Gain Ministries, will multiply. That it's not just her. She can only live so long, okay? That it would multiply. And it's not a mystery what we need to be doing in accompanying women before their pregnancy loss, after their pregnancy loss. She has all the resources, all the educational materials. She wants to equip you. I believe this should be in every diocese in the United States of America, so that we're not getting calls from women or husband on behalf of the woman say, we don't know where to go, what to do, we don't know what's in the diocese. Do they do anything before or after the loss of our child? And so Donna's here. Take the notes, get in touch with her, heavensgain.org, and be equipped to do this precious and holy work for the least and for mothers. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today we have with us Donna Murphy. Now, Donna has co-founded a beautiful ministry called Heaven's Gain Ministries with her husband after they both lost three children during pregnancy. They now serve over 2,000 families a year by providing for them physical, emotional, and spiritual needs while they're going through their loss. You could go to their beautiful website. It's heavensgain.org. Well, Donna, we want you, we had such a beautiful conversation with you yesterday. And so tell our family, for those that didn't watch the show yesterday, briefly about the beautiful ministry of Heaven's Gain and what you all do.
So our mission is to provide for the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of families experiencing pregnancy loss, that'd be miscarriage, stillbirth, or a poor prenatal diagnosis, before, during, and after the delivery of their precious baby. So the physical part is we have caskets for babies of all gestational sizes in urns. And then the spiritual and emotional part comes more with the birth plans that the Advocates for Parents of Perinatal Loss do, our apples. And so we try and meet those needs, because families that are prepared for the birth of their child will be able to get on their healing journey much better. And they don't go into the hospital, you know, like a deer in the headlights. They're not scared. Not that you're not scared to meet your child and you're not sorrowful, but you're ready to meet them and make the most of that short time you have together.
Yeah, well, I can imagine that the fear gets so magnified, because it is the fear of the unknown. And so if you have someone who has been there, and your beautiful ministry that has accompanied so many other people to say, let us help you navigate how to do this, this loss, what it's going to feel like, what it's going to look like, how you're going to respond, who do you want to be there. It's just like we run a pregnancy medical center, and one of the lessons that we teach them is to come up with a birth plan, right? Who do you want in the room? How do you want this to go? All that kind of stuff. Well, they need a birth plan for their baby who, from an adverse diagnosis at any point during the gestational development of the pregnancy, how you can assist them and aid them and help them.
And what you're saying on this show is that you don't want to be one of the few people doing that.
Yes.
Being able to articulate a body of information that has developed that's quite clear about what you're going through before, during, and after. You want to raise up other people that can articulate this to accompany these women along that path before and after in particular. And so you develop a methodology. You have the key information. They're not going to be doing anything medical. It's just wonderful information to have in empathy and compassion and preparing them, as Joy said, for a birth, whether it's a birth that's going to end in the life of that child or, you know, those who have children. There's a whole other field for that. That's not your field. And so you want to see this multiply all over the country. I want it especially in dioceses, that there's several people that could do that. The diocese is promoting this. And you also said you have a video of some kind about some of these issues, not only for training, but just you have it. I think women's groups and parishes need to be watching this before they're in this situation and circumstance, that the husbands are aware of this, the young ladies are aware of this, that miscarriage is so prevalent, perinatal negative diagnoses are prevalent, and you don't want to hear about it for the first time while you're going through it. And they can learn about these things in our dioceses.
Yeah, one of our clients says that that we give preparation and permission. We give preparation for what you're going through, and then we give you permission to grieve, which is really important.
Absolutely.
Because our world says it's not a baby,
right.
Don't grieve it,
right.
Don't make this a special thing, let's get it over with.
Right.
And we're saying the exact opposite. We're
right.
saying, yeah, this is a baby. Yes, you do have the right to grieve your child. And let's learn how to treasure that time that you do have with them.
Mm-hmm. We say, you know, the church teaches every human being is sacred from the very moment of conception through death, natural death. And we need to act that way.
Mm-hmm.
We need to demystify and undo the taboo that we can't speak about miscarriage, you know, at any phase or stage or what's going on, stillbirth and so on. I mean, people just don't talk about it, don't whatever. And it's not a help, it's terrible. And it makes it more mystifying than it needs to be. There's a whole body of knowledge here to help accompany people and that they can actually have experiences that are so very, very meaningful and last the entirety of their lives in encountering the child that they've lost.
Right, it can, you know, it's going to be sad. We're not gonna take away any of that sadness, you know. We don't want them to have disenfranchised grief. We want them to be able to grieve so that they can be able to heal. And part of the grieving process is to be able to bury or cremate your baby. Part of that grieving process is to be able to tell your birth story.
Yeah.
Part of that grieving process is to be prepared to do a birth plan like you would do with a live birth.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all important, that we treat this like a real baby. Who's they're not just a hope or a dream. It's a real baby that's lost and will forever be missed. You know, that you're gonna miss their first communion. You're gonna miss the day that they would be going to prom. You're gonna miss their marriage time. And all these things are okay to miss.
Yeah.
You don't have to shove that pain away and hide it. Instead, you can talk about it and heal in these different groups
and
that
you
we
want
have.
To in- I'm sorry, you go
No, because what has to happen is in giving each other permission to heal, it's acknowledging the life being valuable, right? Having dignity, value, and worth from the moment of conception, where the culture isn't saying that. People don't mean to say bad and hurtful things to you. They don't mean to, they just don't know what to say. So they say the wrong thing. Where when a couple has had a pregnancy loss, there is an emptiness, How am I going to get through this time? And so your beautiful ministry helps to articulate my pain, my sorrow, and to come up with a plan so that I'm proactive in doing this, so that I'm not just getting pushed to the side and being dismissed as if my baby's life was just a medical mishap. It wasn't meant to be. You'll have another. All the things that the medical community and the world says to a mother. So how do we multiply beautiful Donna? What is your plan to get this teaching, this equipment, this knowledge out to those that don't know, and that we can multiply you and become more?
So this training, we have the Advocates for Parents of Perinatal Loss, that we lovingly call APPLE, will train people. You don't have to be a nurse, but you can be a nurse. You don't have to be at a pregnancy center, but you can be. We will train anybody in the non-medical ways of preparing a person for the birth of their child, whether it be a first trimester loss at home, or whether it be a delivery in the hospital or a poor prenatal diagnosis. We will help train you how to do that, how to accompany somebody and companion them through that loss, and how to give the support afterwards. And that's so important that we start doing this in our diocese. If we start doing this, you know, and people out there in the world see that we're doing this, we can change the culture.
Absolutely.
We can change it to a culture of life if we start showing the care about this.
Right.
Because they'll know this, I really did lose a baby, you know. I'm not crazy. When I answer the phone, the first thing I say is, I'm sorry about the loss of your baby.
Right.
And more than half the time, yes, somebody starts crying.
Yeah.
Because no one has said that to them. And so it's so important that we get people trained all over the United States,
yes,
to help people. And I have trained seminarians. I have trained priests. They don't have to do this program. This isn't expected of them. But they can offer the sacraments. They can create a policy in their parish that says, when a baby has died, we will have a mass for that baby. Or we once a month we'll have all the masses for all the babies who have died. Or maybe we just do a graveside service. But at least they'll know that this is something that they do in the parish.
Yes. And I don't know if you can say, I guess we could say you should notify us. We would love it if you would notify us. So many people don't even notify the parish. How are they supposed to do anything? You know, so many don't even have anything going on. But let's say that they do. You know, we would welcome you notifying us because we want to know. We want to accompany you. We have resources, people that have been through this or trained this whole area. You're not alone. You mentioned the term crazy. And there's a wonderful definition for sanity. Sanity is being in touch with your past, but not living there. Understanding that you gotta live in the now, but setting your face towards the future. And that's what you're doing for these women and for these families. So it's not so crazy, like you don't know what's going on, nobody's talking about it, you don't even know, you haven't grieved the loss, it is lost, you don't even know you have permission to grieve. To be in touch with what happened in my past, living in the now, because I'm in touch with my past and what happened, and I'm reconciled to it as best I can be. I've worked through the grief, and I'm gonna set my face towards the future. I'm not gonna just set my face towards the future and say nothing happened in the past, and I don't know what's going on with me now. And I think that's what you're doing. You're raising up a group of people to accompany people with what's taking place and your future and the realities, and you take that along the pace that you can do that. But here's good, sound, whole information for you so that this can be, I don't know if demystified is the right word, but it gets so strange and so odd. And it's the same thing, they're not the same, but you know, with abortion, that these women understand they've lost something. They know that. When they begin to come to terms with that, they need to grieve. And we need to say, well, you can't grieve because you aborted your child. No, you're going to grieve. You need to grieve to come into wholeness and be connected with your child. Encounter your child, even that you aborted. And be reconciled as best you can do that. And I think that's what you're saying through the process of pregnancy loss. And it's not just information. You're helping them, giving them permission, the right, which they have, to encounter their child.
Yes.
Anytime that they have with you to encounter. can I touch the child? Do I have to ask permission to touch my child? What can I do with this child?
Who does the child belong to? Does the child belong to the hospital?
Exactly.
Does the child belong to me?
And you're saying, these are your rights, this is what's happening.
So tell us about the rights and the state laws, how all that works itself out in different states.
So right now, half the states have laws that give parents the right to their baby's remains if they're miscarried. Now, miscarriage is defined by every state differently. Sometimes it's 20 weeks and less, sometimes it's 24, whatever it is, sometimes it's 16. But if that baby is miscarried, all states have laws that give parents the right to their stillborn children, but not all states have laws giving the rights to the miscarried child. Mm-hmm. So you could have a 10-inch long baby and they could say, hey, it is our hospital policy to throw this baby in medical waste. And then you feel like you have no power. Mm-hmm. But in those states that don't have laws giving you the right to your child's remains, that's a hospital policy and that can be fought, whereas a law would be a problem. And there are no laws that prevent the parents from choosing disposition of their child's remains. But there are, half the states have no laws giving parents those rights to their miscarried baby's remains.
So then they're just ruled null and void. Like, you just have this miscarriage and you don't have any say how this goes down.
Not by law, you don't have any say. I mean, there are some good hospitals that are like,
that
sure,
work,
you know,
yeah.
we'll work with you. Do you have plans for a burial? Do you have plans for cremation? And there's some wonderful hospitals that do that, especially the Catholic hospitals. Mm-hmm. Even at a Catholic hospital, many of the Catholic hospitals, even if you leave the baby there for hospital disposition, they will cremate the baby and do a group burial once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. And so we're very, very blessed with that. But there are no state laws for parents in half, half the states. There's no law that gives the parents the right to their baby's remains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a problem.
And that's a, numerous women that I've heard from have had a miscarriage at home and have the child, however small. And so they say, what do I do now? How do I preserve this child? Where do I bury the child? And maybe they don't have a lot of money. Or where do I get a casket from? What do I do? How do I do this? And you answer those questions.
Right.
And you want advocates that can help with those questions.
Exactly. And on our website, we have the laws for all 50 states for stillbirth and miscarriage. And so sometimes you are in a state that has a law that gives you the rights, but your doctor's office didn't even know it. Mm. Or sometimes you're in a state that has no laws. Mm-hmm. So if people go to our website, they can see which state have laws and which states don't have laws. And then we're trying together as much as we can. Like in Cincinnati, Gate of Heaven Cemetery, they will bury these miscarried and stillborn babies for free and even give you a headstone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. I'd love to see all the Catholic cemeteries
doing
that.
We're going to have to take a break at this point. And so I pray that you're being deeply touched by this show and so much more than a show. And for those of you that have experienced these dreadful things in child loss, you didn't know this information. You may have went in another route. God's mercy is with you and with your child. And maybe you can help other people to make some choices that may have been better than you made. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're finishing up our conversation with Donna Murphy and her beautiful ministry, Heaven's Gain. You can go to her website, heavensgain.org. Well, Donna, tell our family, you know, we were talking about the things to say, the things not to say, and maybe there's some out in the audience and they never heard of Heaven's Gain. And maybe their experience was anything like what you're trying to bring to people. What comfort and advice do you have for them?
Well, what I want to say is, if you've chosen, you know, in the past and you left your baby at the hospital or you flushed your baby and you didn't know about us, please don't feel bad. I mean, these things happen and there weren't a whole lot of resources out there. That's why, you know, we're a nonprofit, because there's not a whole lot of resources out there for people. But it's important that they know that their baby is still loved and to look forward to the time of being reunited with their baby in heaven someday. And if you've had a family member who said something to you that's been very hurtful, like, well, maybe there was something wrong with the baby, like you wouldn't have loved that, or some other platitude like, you know, God took your baby for a better reason or something like that, just try and forgive them and love them where they're at and educate them. That wasn't okay to say to me, you know? It would have been so much nicer if you said something like, I'm really sorry about the loss of your baby. They missed out on a great mom. Mm-hmm. Something like that would be so much more helpful. Mm-hmm. And ask what the baby's name is. That is so important. You know, if you're afraid that you're gonna hurt somebody's feelings because you mentioned a baby's name, you're not gonna hurt their feelings and you're not gonna remind them that they died. They know they died. But you're gonna be reminding them that you remembered that they lived, and that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's so good for them. Mm-hmm. And it's such a good memory and can really bring out a joy in their heart that somebody else remembers my baby.
Yeah, because you don't want them to be forgotten.
We just have a couple of minutes left. Just make your appeal to multiply the work that you're doing and all that's available to people, that this would spread all over the country, every diocese within our country.
So, you know, if you are in a parish and you don't have a policy on pregnancy loss, miscarriage, or stillbirth, please get a policy. If you're at a pregnancy center and you're doing ultrasounds, a number of those ultrasounds are going to have no heartbeat. Mm. Please don't leave those people hanging. Please get some advocates for parents of perinatal loss in your parishes and in your pregnancy centers. And just in general, refer people to Heaven's Gain or find out if your parish has somebody. And if they don't, refer them to us. Mm-hmm. And we will be honored to walk beside them as they go through their pregnancy loss, to honor their baby, and to honor their grief. Mm-hmm.
Donna, thank you so much. We thank God for your ministry and knowing you for so many years, and we've implemented in our own center a lot of what you've shared, but there's so much more that you've been working on now. And as I said earlier, we could be better educated and truly accompany these women before, during, and after in a way that we never have before. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're a gift to the church.
And burying the dead is a corporal work of mercy.
Yes.
Which is really important, and we need to do that as a people of God and a people of life, that we could say, your life mattered, your loss matters to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
What a powerful show today. Please go to heavensgain.org, heavensgain.org. We're appealing to you to be an advocate for that mother when she's at such a difficult time, before, during, and after. The training is available. It's all there, Heaven's Gain. You can call Donna personally, and she'll assist you. The resources for baby burial, for securing a child being miscarried. Who's doing this? Mm. And maybe there's a few other people, but we've greatly benefited by her ministry personally and women who've called us in need. It's all a part of the Sanctity of Life work. God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. May God's mercy be all over you. Mm-hmm. Bye now.